And finally, we go to legal, which is lesson 4. Before that, we are now meditation, breathing, and review session. So we're doing the review, and then later on, perception of reality. We're not there yet. That will be in April. Right? But this is what this curriculum is for, how it's structured. Okay? Oh, by the way, this is, if we can go to the AWU website. Yes. You will find the time schedule, 2013. And this this should be updated constantly. And then upload it. Okay. So I've gone through the year one curriculum with you. So a lot to cover in 1 year. And it is all about how to take care of our thoughts. Before we do that, we have to understand the working of our mind. But before we understand the working of our mind, we have to eliminate the obstacle to learning how to understand it. And then before we can eliminate the obstacle, I have to ask you to open up the mind. Okay? So all of that is in the first term curriculum up to this point. Okay? Any questions so far about the structure of the course and what this is all about? Okay. Next slide, please. So here is the answer to T's question. What is truth? There's nothing higher than the truth. Truth is reality. What is reality then? Well, perception is reality. That's how should we perceive it properly, right? The question becomes, how should we perceive reality properly? How do we know we have no deficit in terms of perceiving reality, right? That means, before we even can learn about the truth, about the reality, we have to learn how the mind works. That means how does perception work. And how does perception work is, if we go back one slide back up, understanding the perception is lesson 5. We're not there yet. We're reviewing 1 through 4. Today we are reviewing 1 through 4. And we'll take 2 lessons just to review 1 through 4. So there's a lot of material because we're putting all this knowledge in context. That's why there's so much material. The lessons themselves are simple. Be a nice person. A very short message. Be a nice person. But why? Why should I be a nice person? Why can't I be a rotten person? Why don't I be a criminal, make lots of money? See? We don't go there yet. We have to go to the workings of the mind first. Because we don't have everything in context, right? So to put it in context, well, you have to be a nice person because you actually want to live a happy life. Then the person go back, well, I'll be happy if I'm a criminal, I make lots of money, I'll be very happy. No, well, now you have to define happiness. And then, well, you've got people chasing after you, want to kill you, and police want to arrest you, and would you be stressed out and happy? And then, well, yeah, I can deal with it. It goes on, right? So that is not the way. The way is to give enough context. So when Dalai Lama says, think of your thought, there is no context in there. How did you care of my thoughts? Right? So AWE, first term, in the first year, is to provide context of how to take care of your thoughts. Right? And that already took from January to now, every Saturday we've been doing this, is to provide context. Next week. Again, let me just spell out the syllabus, just capture the key point from the timetable. Right? So we start out with what religion says by Dalai Lama. From there, because Dalai Lama is not interested in religion, that is the basis for the mission of EWE. And we always reinforce the lesson with meditation throughout this class. You might not notice it, but meditation is in sync with the teaching material. So we begin with holistic health, what introduction and why we're here. The question is, want to live a healthier, happier life? Then we jump right into sleep learning. And for sleep learning, our meditation was pressing the body, mind, and spirit. In sleep learning, we identify the three major components or determinants which will facilitate sleep learning. The one is make sure our definitions of terms are correct so that we are talking on the same page. The second one is skill set. There is actually four skill sets. I'll go there in a moment. And finally is our mindset. Within the mindset lecture, we use mathematics to open up our mind. And then we make that relevant by asking you to use the mathematics to look into the dimensions, the macro dimensions and the micro dimensions. And finally, we bring it all into relevance with scale of the universe, which we're going to do this afternoon. And after that, we talk a lot about ego, the definition of ego, the formation of ego, the characteristic of ego, inflation of ego, and so on. To come to that as a companion to opening the mind. So there's two prerequisites or two obstacles to the road to enlightenment. One is a closed mind, the other one is big ego. And the two are actually the same thing. Because the bigger the ego, the closer the mind. The smaller the ego, the more open is our mind. So that is reflected also in the communication skill set of active listening, the appreciation, the expression, and established collective consciousness. All of that has to do with minimizing, diminishing, or eliminating it. So it's all interconnected, but put in context. It's all together making up the big picture. So you might say this is the big picture, this is only the first semester of year one. So to do that, the mindset, we have written assignment, which are number counting corresponding to this dimension. Breath, body, mind, meditation, and when it comes to ego, we meditate on improvement. So this is how the class has been after this one. Any question? And next, please. Perceiving reality. Everybody knows this story, right? So she asked, what is reality? What is truth? Truth is reality. Reality, perception is reality. So how do we perceive reality? The old story about a five blind person trying to perceive reality. So, in other words, to really perceive the whole elephant, we have to take our blindfolds off. Because we are, or at least I am, deficient in terms of perceiving the whole reality. Right? Everybody buy this concept? No question? Very good. Next slide, please. Our first term, midterm review, which is today, is basically removing our blindfolds. This is, will be the title of us. I'll remove the blindfold and connect the dots. The many dots I just connected for you. Okay? Next slide, please. Reality. Right? Blind man and the elephant. Life is a complex reality. There's so many things, right? There's shortage of fossil fuel, natural gas, coal, ore, scarcity of mineral, overpopulation, the world cannot sustain this population, there's climate change, global warming, there's depletion of forests, water, soil, precious resources, there's financial crashing, there's species extinction, all the... My God! This is our world. It's a very complex reality. Is our mind open enough to assimilate all this information, is our heart big enough to care? Or we can say, this is not my problem. I have my own little family. You know, I have boyfriends and girlfriends to worry about. I have my next exam coming up. I have my parents to please or not please. You know, so many things. My cell phone's not working, blah, blah, blah. There's a sale and pay this weekend only. Okay. So that would be my little reality. My confined life, far from enlightenment. But our ego make us confine ourselves in the tiny little bit of living space, the tiny little bit of closed-mindedness, that inflated egoness, so that we are blindfolded. So we don't want to perceive all this life complex reality. Right away we put that blindfold on ourselves. Who put the blindfold on? We did. We put the blindfold on ourselves. As soon as we take off that blindfold, reality appears. Okay? So this is what we are here to do. Take the blindfold off. Any questions so far? Okay, let's see. This little game we all played, some of you might still be playing this game, connecting the dots, and the picture appears there. So can anyone guess what this is on the left? Give it a guess. What's that? Come on now. We have some children in the audience. You should be good at this. No? Okay. So I'll give you the answer. Could it please? We're talking about the elephant. So, reality is so simple once the thoughts are connected, right? But reality is so difficult when all we see are thoughts. What are thoughts? Thoughts are when a line is fragmented. A line is made up of infinite number of thoughts. That is the definition of a line. It's made up of infinite number of thoughts. So, fragmentation means thoughts. Means the mind is closed, means it cannot perceive the reality. Okay? Once you connect the thoughts, that means the mind is open, the blindfold is taken away, and reality simply appears nice and clear. Yeah? So this is what A to B you try to do. It is to connect the dots and open the mind. Let's see. So, fragments. Now, this is the complex reality of life. Humanity is in conflict with itself and with nature and stays unsalvageable by religion, philosophy, science, morality, or politics alone. But that's a matter of just fragment of the whole humanity. So this is a statement in the mission vision page on the AWV website. Our present course of our civilization is heading towards imminent destruction of the human race and Mother Nature. Now, Mother Nature will survive.